Okay, let's move on to the second strategy with anxiety. And again, in each of these, there's a step in which we're confronting the chaos, we're acknowledging the struggle. And then the second step is choosing calm, which is finding a solution. So this one is let your gentleness be known. Sometimes we're not gentle. This one's interesting. Anxiety increases when we feel we are losing control. This is amplified when we feel that everything is up to us, or we are the only ones who can fix a situation. Hence, anxiety is amplified when we feel alone. So let's just have an honest conversation about that. When do you feel most alone? Is there someone you go to when you feel alone? Anxiety increases when we lose control. Wow, it's just a lot to think about that little paragraph there. Do you think it's true that anxiety increases when we're alone or we lose control? Do you feel that? Yep. And
I've felt that way in the family. Well, when my kids were younger, I just felt there were times when I felt everything was up to me. Nobody else was doing anything. And things just would build up and build up until the volcano would explode, you know. And I didn't have anybody to go to. So it was not a good feeling. And I didn't feel good about feeling that way. But I didn't really know what to do about it at that time.
I'm not going to open up the Bible up on this one. But if you have time, this is a great passage. I read it with a whole new light. 1 Kings chapter 18 through 20. With Elijah the prophet, boy, this guy's burned out and anxious, Elijah the prophet. So if you know this, I'm not going to read the Bible, but the story, but you know it pretty well. Elijah's being attacked by Ahab and his wicked queen. Do you remember her name? Jezebel. And Elijah makes statements like this. He says, Elijah makes statements that, Lord, am I the only one left in all of Israel? 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 18. Elijah then takes on all the prophets of Baal in chapter 19, all by himself with the Lord behind him. And then in the very next chapter, Elijah's burned out. He experiences a drought, doesn't have any food. He stops eating, stops sleeping, and he's burned out. See, Elijah has taken on, thinks that it's all about him, and he's got to accomplish it. And you can see how the anxiety has just run him into the ground. So I think we all can relate to that in some way. We take on projects and think, I'm the only one that can finish this. This is a typical pastor struggle. Pastors oftentimes think that they can do it all, and we're very guilty of that. And that is not a helpful approach to ministry. So anyone else, can you relate to that, that second struggle? Okay, people are nodding their head. All right. And then we didn't talk about this, but what about that feeling of being alone? I would just comment, boy, we got a lot of members right now in our church that are feeling alone. And the lockdowns and the pandemic has really caused some challenges with that as well. So when have you felt alone? Or when do you feel like you're most alone, was the question.
Well, it's often when there are challenges going on and there doesn't, nobody seems to be stepping in to help.
Yeah. Now, how do we resolve that pressure point for anxiety? If it's saying, you know, feeling alone or that we're the only one that can do it, how do we relieve that? What's a way that we can relieve that thought? Many thoughts?
Well, ideally, you should ask for help from somebody, but often that thing that's foremost in your brain is, I'm the only one who can do whatever it is. And that's what makes you feel alone. And so you don't feel like you can go to anybody or any, you know, or even God for help. You feel like you have to do it yourself. You know.
Why can't you just visit somebody? If you're alone, find someone else that's lonely and visit with them.
Great. Well, in that state of mind, though, it's not, you don't think that way. You know, you don't want to burden them with your problems either, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. It might be easy for somebody like you, Bob, but... No.
Yeah, no, this may sound like a small conversation. This is a huge issue right now in our community, is loneliness and feeling alone and breaking through that isolation. So really appreciate what Bob's saying there. Find a friend. Find someone you can talk to. What resource does the Bible offer for this one? Let's see. When others have let us down, the friendship of the Lord is sweetest. To feel truly known and understood by another human is rare. It is a luxury, not a birthright. So read Psalm 139. And how does God know you? We'll go ahead and read that real quick here. Does someone have that can read that? Psalm 139.
How much of it do you want?
Let's just do the first nine verses.
O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest when I sit down and when I rise up. Thou discernest my thoughts from afar. Thou searchest out my path and my lying down and art acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou dost beset me behind and before and layest thy hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend to heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in Sheol, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there thy hand shall lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
Thanks, Carol. Yeah, for that extra verse too. Wow, how much does that communicate how well God knows us? Did you hear it there?
Pretty well.
He knows you pretty well. And so the thoughts of I'm alone, no one knows me, no one gets me. Don't you feel like that sometimes? And don't you feel like, man, nobody gets me? There's so many people that are calling doctors right now. And they tell me that I'm just treated like I'm a number. They don't get me. They don't get my concern. They don't understand the struggle I'm going through. That brings on more anxiety because you think that a doctor would be able to help you, but the doctor can't and you feel like you're a number. Well, it's important to turn to the Bible to see God knows. God knows me. God gets me. God knows the thoughts and that there's nowhere I can go where I can hide from him. That releases some of those anxious feelings.